It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. Today is the birthday of notorious American murderer Jason Fairbanks, born in Dedham, Massachusetts in 1780. He came from a prominent family and was the son of Ebenezer Fairbanks and Prudence Farrington. The house in which he was born still stands and is the oldest timber-framed house in the country. Jason was born with a lame arm, and his sixth cousin once removed was Charles W. Fairbanks, Vice President of the United States in the administration of Theodore Roosevelt. Young Jason Fairbanks had been courting a girl named Eliza Fales, the daughter of Nehemiah Fales, although she was resistant to the idea of marrying him. Finally, on May 18, 1801, Fairbanks was determined to force her to make up her mind. He met with Eliza in a birch grove next to Mason's Pasture in Dedham, though the exact location today is not known. Later, he appeared at the Fales house covered with blood and holding a knife. He told her father that Eliza had committed suicide and he had tried to do the same, but was unable to complete the act. She had been stabbed 11 times, including once in the back, and that certainly cast doubt on Jason's story. His own wounds were serious, and he was in no condition to be taken directly to jail. Therefore, he was confined in the Fales household, where he received medical treatment. On August 8, 1801, after a three-day trial, a jury indicted Fairbanks as an accessory to the woman's death, and he was jailed. James Sullivan, the Attorney General of Massachusetts, handled the prosecution. Harrison Gray Otis and John Lowell, Jr., two prominent Federalist lawyers, defended Fairbanks. He was found guilty of the murder and was sentenced to death by hanging. But before the execution could take place, however, Fairbanks escaped with the help of his brother, a cousin, another friend, and his nephew, Nathaniel Davis. $1,000 bounty was placed on his head, and a newspaper headline screamed, "Stop the murderer." The party tried to make their way to Canada, but stopped to eat in Skanesboro, now known as Whitehall, New York, just south of the Canadian border. This decision led to Fairbanks being recaptured. He was returned to the Boston jail because authorities no longer trusted the Dedham lockup, and on September 10th, the 20-year-old Fairbanks was hanged in what quickly grew into a public spectacle. Two Army cavalry companies and a volunteer militia unit made sure he did not escape again, and the 10,000 people who showed up at the town common to witness the execution were five times the town's regular population at the time. Within 2 days of his hanging, the report of the trial of Jason Fairbanks was published. The story was then written up in a pamphlet entitled A Deed of Horror, The Trial of Jason Fairbanks for the Murder of His Sweetheart in 1801. It became the basis for a novel called The Life of Jason Fairbanks, a novel founded on fact, which is believed to no longer exist. If you'd like to know more, consult Dale H. Freeman's Melancholy Catastrophe, The Story of Jason Fairbanks and Elizabeth Fales, in the winter 1998 issue of the Historical Journal of Massachusetts. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 25th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.